Now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help so much faster than we could before. Our pleas become a computer blip, tiny bits of energy traveling through razor thin wires, traveling through space. To be left for someone to decipher when they find the time. I got the list the other day and I got my messages out of voicemail. Mike left me his pager number and told me to contact him with some information, and then Tom gave me his number and told me to contact him, but only call him between 10:30 and noon, and then Jason told me to check my email because he sent me a message that I just had to read. So I returned Tom's phone call, but of course he wasn't in, so I left a message with a coworker, and then I dialed the number for my pager, and I listened to a beep, and then dialed in my own phone number, and then I got online, and I checked my email, and I read a note from Ben, and I emptied out the junk mail. Realizing I didn't actually get a hold of anybody, I tried to call my friend Sherry, but I only got her answering machine. Hi, it's me, Janet. I haven't talked to you in a while. At which point I realized I had nothing left to say. So, give me a call. We should really get together and talk. Sharon and I were late for Carol's wedding rehearsal, which was a bad thing since we were standing up in the wedding party, and we were stuck in traffic, and so I said, hey, Sarah, you have a cell phone, don't you? And she said, yes. And I said, well, do you know Carol's cell phone number? Because if you do, we can call her and tell her we'll be late. And she looked at me blankly, and she said, no. Do you know it? And I said, no. I was out at the bar with Dave, and I was explaining to him that I hadn't talked to my friend Aaron in a while. You see, we usually just email each other, and when we do, we just hit reply. I mean, when you get an email message from somebody, instead of having to start up a new letter and actually type in their email address, you can just click on a reply button, and it will set up a letter addressed to that person, so you don't even have to type in their address. Well, Aaron sent me this letter once, and it had a question at the end, so I hit reply, and I sent a response, and I put my own question at the end. And so we just started sending messages with questions at the end to one another. They all had the same title. We just kept replying to one another, and eventually, he sent me an email that didn't have a question at the end, and so I didn't have to respond, and I didn't, and I never thought to start a new email, and so we just lost touch. And then I realized that the only reason why I lost touch with him is because I couldn't type an extra line of text, I couldn't type an email address, and then it occurred to me that no matter how many forms of communication we have, we'll still find a way to lose touch with one another. Because now that we have the information superhighway, we can pull out into the open our screams, our cries for help so much faster than we could before. But what if we don't want to communicate or forget how to be leaving messages, voicemails, emails, pager numbers, forgetting to call back? What if we forget how to communicate? I wanted to purchase tickets for a concert, but I wasn't anywhere near a ticket outlet center. And my sister said, I have a portable phone. You can use it if you'd like. And so she handed me this thing, and she opened it up, and I looked at it, and there were all of these extra numbers on it. And she said, oh, well, all you have to do is press the power button, but hold it for at least 4 seconds until the panel lights up. And then you dial the number, but you have to use the area code, because this is a 630 area code, and then you press send. And when you're done with your call, just press end and make sure the lights turn off. So I press power, and I dialed my number, and I press send, and I press my head against this tiny phone. And the line was busy, and I couldn't get through. You know, I checked my email address book lately, and the people that I email the most are the people that live in the same city as I do, that are on a local call away, all of whom I have the phone numbers of. I mean, in fact, a friend of mine lives a block and a half away from me, on the same street as me, but I still email her as much as I call her when I could at any point just get up, walk over, and have an actual conversation with this woman. I wanted to get a hold of an old friend of mine from high school once, Vince. I hadn't talked to him in a very long time, and I had no idea how to get a hold of him, so I got onto the internet, and I searched for his name on a website, or I checked to see if he had an email address, but he didn't. So I figured that I just wouldn't get a hold of him. And all the time, I knew that his parents, back from high school, lived in the same house they always did. I mean, I could just go to a phone book and look up their number and call them and say, "Hi, I'm a friend of Vince's from high school," but I never did. And then I realized why. Because you see, I could search the internet for hours and no one would know that I was looking for somebody, but now, with one single phone call, I'd make it known to his entire family that I wanted to see him enough to call, even after all these years. And I wouldn't want that. So I didn't call. You see, now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help, so much faster than we could before. But then, the question begs itself, who is there to listen?